Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
The month of January is a very unique month in this commission because that is the month that set the pace for the rest of the year. And the prophetic focus for the month of January is prayer and fasting empowers for fulfillment of prophecies. Prayer and fasting empowers for fulfillment of prophecy. And the reference scripture is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. Well, it's no news again that the month of January is a month of prayer and fasting. Don't let your heart be afraid. Don't let your heart be shaken. Praise the Lord. The God that has seen you through the previous one, we also see you through this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is a new year. And the Lord says in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8 to 9, say, I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass. How many enjoyed breaking limits in the year 2020? In spite of all the challenges we went through. Believe me, if not for God, the God who spoke and nothing can change it, you and I will not be here today. But God demonstrated his omnipotency, his supremacy, in spite of the pandemic, and we are well and alive to see this year. I prophesy. Whatever that cannot keep you dead in the year 2020 has lost the battle over your life forever. Yeah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, he said, behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. I decree the name of Jesus. God has declared this year as our turnaround era. Now, by the explanation of God's servant, because I was wondering like others, some started putting S, that is turnarounds. No, turnaround era. It doesn't need S. The reason, the way God's servant explained it, is the beginning of continuous turnaround. So it's not like there's going to be one, and it's going to come to like two or three. No. Just like this commission is known to be a prosperous commission. When you ask Winners Chapel, they say, don't mind them. They preach prosperity. They are prosperous. Oh, Winners Chapel, oh, it's faith. Winners Chapel. Now is an era that people, when they talk about turnaround, they will say Winners Chapel. So God is just launching us into a new era. Turn around, that every day of your life, every season of your life, it shall be turned around. That when people see you, they will no longer look for turn around. They will know that this turn around is already speaking in your life. So it's not just for this year. It's something that is starting this year and will never stop again. Therefore, I decree, in the name of Jesus, as prophesied by my father, Bishop David Odepo, welcome to your year of supernatural turnaround. Welcome to your year of grace and glory. Welcome to your year of visions and revelations. Welcome to your year of breaking forth on all sides. Welcome to your year of Isaac order of blessings. Welcome to your dreamland year. Welcome to your year of outbreak of revelations. Welcome to your year of laughter. Welcome to your year of awe and rest. Welcome to your season of supernatural prosperity. Welcome to your year of establishment. Welcome to your year of fruitfulness. Welcome to your year of fulfillment of prophecies. And so shall it be for you. The Bible says, and blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance. So shall it be. This year shall be a year you will never forget in a hurry. Everything the enemy took in the year 2020, you will receive the sevenfold blessing this year. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Now, this teaching this morning is to prepare us for our 21 days prayer and fasting that is starting tomorrow. Is somebody excited about that? Praise the Lord. And the good news is this. We are hitting the ground running this year. So therefore, for the 21 days prayer and fasting, the church will be open for in-person services. Hallelujah. Is somebody excited about that? 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Monday to Friday, you want to come for the in-person service, you are welcome to come for the in-person service. Praise the Lord. We're going to communicate the details of registration. We are changing our registration platform for the prayer and fasting to the one you can fill on your phone, not calling. You click the link, just the same way we register for the workers. You can register through the phone and through online. Praise the Lord. So that it will be very easy. There won't be any delay. We're going to send the information. We're going to send the link to you. Once you just click the link on your phone, the form will be there, maybe one or two pages form. You submit it and that is it. And you can come to worship the Lord every day in the sanctuary. Praise the Lord. However, if you still want to connect online, we are going to be live online. Quickly this morning, fundamentals, benefits of prayer and fasting. Fundamental benefits of prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting has a lot of benefits. But this morning, we want to look at the fundamental benefits of prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting is not a religion exercise. It's not something that, the churches we do as a religion exercise. No. There are a lot of benefits to prayer and fasting that helps us as Christians, as believers, to maximize the blessings of God upon our lives. So it's not a joke. It's not a choice. It's not that, I can choose to fast, I can choose not to fast. It's something we must do because there are a lot of benefits. Just for instance, in this part of the world, we file taxes. Anybody that knows the benefit of taxes will not decline to file taxes. Because there are a lot of benefits. Praise the Lord. For instance, I give you one. If you truly want to become a United States citizen, you must file your taxes. True or false? Because that's one area the government is going to go after you. You don't file your taxes and you want to become a citizen, they're going to come after you. You know you want to file your taxes and you don't do what is right. So there are a lot of benefits. Let's limit it to that. I know a lot of you smiled this crossover because you saw something in you are smiling now. You know what I'm talking about. Now, if you have not done your own part of it, will that income? Okay, let's leave it because of our brethren watching from Africa so that they won't begin to call you. You understand what I'm saying? Give the Lord a big head of praise. Hallelujah. So prayer and fasting has a lot of benefits. So you don't do it when others are enjoying the benefits. Don't begin to wonder, why is God partial? God is not really partial. It is the seed you sow that you reap. Praise the Lord. Now, let's lay this foundation. In Psalm 11 verse 3, the Bible says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So fundamentals are very vital in maximizing any system. When you understand the fundamentals, the complexities will be a walkover. For instance, in mathematics, if you understand the fundamentals of mathematics, you will be able to solve any equation. The same way in chemistry, if you understand how to balance equation, no matter what equation they bring, you understand the atoms and the molecules. It's very easy. Somebody will look at it as Greek, but what you just see, H2O plus HCl, you already see when you bring the H here, you know how to balance the two and like that. Praise the Lord. So the same way, when you understand the fundamentals of prayer and fasting, you dive into it, and then your blessings begin to rush at you. Praise the Lord. Now, the first benefit of prayer and fasting is empowerment into next levels. Empowerment into next levels. Now, power in the kingdom has levels. Now, each and every one of us are at different levels of powers. So when you pray and fast, whatever your level of power is, you change level. And I'm going to tell you the essence of power so that you know it is something that is very vital. It is something that is very important. Now, you're going to have opportunity to ask God for so many things during this prayer and fasting, but make empowerment your priority. If you have opportunity to write your prayer request for prayer and fasting, before you begin to write houses, cars, marriages, miracle children, make sure you have empowerment, power, as the principal one. And that's why we're talking about it as a very fresh one. Prayer and fasting facilitates empowerment into next levels. Now, it's important for us to know that our level of empowerment determines our levels of insight. And it is your insight that also determines your turnaround in life. Now, this turnaround is already declared right now, but it is only what we can see that we can possess. It is only what you can see from the scripture. Now, when you are empowered, you can have insight, the depth of insight from the scripture. Now, it's also very important for us to know that life is at risk without empowerment. Anybody can start a business. Anybody can make money. Anybody can go to school. Anybody can do anything. It doesn't matter whether you are a Christian or you are an unbeliever. When you do success as a universal principle. But in order to be established and to be secured, you need power. Because the enemy is not always happy about your success. That's why you see somebody successful today and tomorrow is no longer there. So before you begin to pray and receive that financial breakthrough, that house, you need power. You need backup. For instance, if you are going to live in an area with hoodlums, you need security. You need maximum security. So the first thing in Africa, the first thing they do is to, even before you build the house, you build the fence. Because you know the area is a bad area. So the same way, before you put all your investments on material things, make sure you are fully empowered. That's the essence of empowerment. And it's important for us to know that we are redeemed to reign, but we cannot reign without power. No king reigns without power. That is why this prayer and fasting, when you concentrate and you engage yourself with it, one thing you can receive that prayer and fasting delivers is empowerment. Empowerment. Yes, you have some level of power, but you can change level in the school of power. Now, if you understand how electricity works, everywhere, we have different phases. There is single phase, there is three phase. Now, what single phase will power? What three phase will power? Single phases cannot power it. Praise the Lord. So, the level you are right now may be okay for now, but where God is taking you to, it might not be okay for it. Praise the Lord. Because for every level, somebody said there is a new devil. So if you want to change level, you must be sure there are devils that you have to come against. That's why you need this power. And this power comes in levels. According to Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 1 to 5, he said, I look at the right side of the altar. The water was to my ankle, then to my knee, then to my waist. Then it became a river that cannot be passed over. I pray in the name of Jesus, this season of empowerment, these 21 days beginning tomorrow, you and I shall change level in the school of power. Now, as omnipotent as Jesus was, he was not known until he was empowered. He needed to go for empowerment. In Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 2, the Bible says, Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days, he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And in verse 14, after that encounter, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. That was after he was empowered. I pray in the name of Jesus, this 21 days prayer and fasting will empower you to the point that your fame will go round about the universe. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God's servant, that presiding bishop, years back, he was asking God, Lord, show me the secret behind the book of Ezekiel. And he went onto the mountain, praying 3 days and fasting. And after that encounter, God said, I have anointed your tongue with fire. As you say it, you will see it. Do you know the meaning of that? As you say it, so which means if you see a devil and you say, devil, die. What happens to the devil? When you see the blind, you say, blind, see. What happens to the blind? That's power. Just 3 days. And we have 21 days. I want you to focus. If there is no other thing you want to focus on, just focus on this. I tell you, if you understand this one, I'm still going 7, but I'm spending more time on this so that we know what is vital, what is critical, what is important. Praise the Lord. Somebody's level will change in the school of power. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Our real value in life is determined by the power of God at work in our lives. That's your real value. Your real worth. Your real worth is not the money in your account. Your real worth is not your business. Believe me, I'm telling you what I know from depth this morning. Your real worth is the power you carry. Because the enemy can deal with anything any man has, anytime. Can go down the drain in just one second. But your real worth is your power. Power to withstand. Power to stand against all the wiles of the devil. Power, empowerment. To have the power of God upon your life. And that this is what this prayer and fasting is coming to do for you. Even the disciples, Jesus warned them very seriously. Ensure you don't do anything until you be endued with power from on high. Luke chapter 24 verse 49. He said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And we saw in Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the power came and everything turned around concerning them. I decree, in the name of Jesus, as you are empowered via this prayer and fasting, you begin to experience supernatural turnaround. That's why Jesus said in Luke chapter 11 verse 13, he said, if ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So as you concentrate yourself, as you focus and pray, during this 21 days prayer and fasting, and you ask God for empowerment, you shall be empowered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So fasting is prescribed primarily for empowerment. In Isaiah chapter 58 verse 6, he said, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. In order to loose the band of wickedness, you need power. To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens. You need power to undo what the enemy has done. And to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, this season shall be your season of empowerment. One vital function of empowerment is destruction of yokes, which includes generational curses, spells, and enchantments, and all oppressions of the devil. Therefore, I decree, in this season of prayer and fasting, everyone under any form of spell or curse or generational spell, I decree your liberty. I decree your freedom. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's important for us to know that opposition resists with power. And we can only subdue them with power. It takes power for power. In Luke, I think 11:21, he said, if a strong man keeps his good, the good is secured. But it will take a stronger man to come and disarm him. Praise the Lord. For instance, if somebody comes with this hunter gun, you know the hunter gun, some of you that grew in the village like I also grew in the village. That one only has one bullet. Once you fire the bullet, that's it. If lion comes, that's it. Now, somebody comes with hunter gun and he says, hands up, and you bring AK-47, he's going to drop his own hunter gun because he knows if he fire that one, 24 round is coming upon him. So the same way, if the devil is coming with his one bullet, you need all-round bullets to disarm him. So it takes power for power. Therefore, I decree, as you are empowered this season, every enemy, every opposition will be rendered powerless. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Empowerment, therefore, is principal requirement to fulfill your destiny in grand style. And your destiny this year is a turnaround one. And as you are empowered through this 21 days prayer and fasting, you will fulfill your destiny in grand style. you will get to where God has designed you to get to. This year you will smile. This year you will laugh in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, benefits of prayer and fasting. Now I'm going to be on the speed. I just want to get what is important. Is outbreak of revelation. It gives access to outbreak of revelation. After salvation, revelation is another principal endowment to believers. For instance, salvation delivers from darkness. Revelation also delivers from darkness. So they are twin brothers. And one thing God is going to be doing this season of prayer and fasting is to open your eyes. Is to open your eyes. Some of you, your blessings are right in your neighborhood, but you didn't see it. That's as simple as it is. But this season, God will not just open your spiritual eyes, He will also open your physical eyes. Now, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Look at Abraham. God asked him to go and sacrifice Isaac. And he was about to slaughter the boy, but the ram was right at the corner. He said, look at that ram. That's what you're going to use. Some of you have been believing God for miracle job, for the business ideas, for whatever. As you concentrate praying and fasting, God will open your eyes. That thing you have been calling South Africa, you have been calling USSR, you have been calling UK. Right in Brooklyn, you will see what the miracle is already waiting for you. When the Lord opens your eyes, then you enter into your breakthrough. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, this season of prayer and fasting will launch you into your realm of revelation. It will give you access to revelation. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6, it's not the fast that I have chosen. Verse 8, he said, then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily. And in verse 10, he said, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Everything covering your eyes, every veil covering your eyes shall be removed. In the name of Jesus Christ. And of course, you know, when light comes, you rise. Therefore, somebody is changing level. As you gain access to revelation in this prayer and fasting, you are changing levels. According to Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 3. And your light will come, and many will come to your light. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the heart, verse 2, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. God will bless you enough that people will begin to enjoy from your blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And among the benefit of revelation is supernatural restoration. God will open your eyes to see where the enemy has taken what belongs to you. And as you go after the enemy, everything the enemy stole will be fully restored. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, these 21 days, it shall be your season of supernatural restoration. In Isaiah chapter 42, verse 22, he said, but this is the people robbed and spoiled, and all of them hid in prison homes, and none say restore. I decree in the name of Jesus, as God opens your eyes to revelation, everything the enemy stole shall be fully restored. Everything you lost in 2020 to COVID shall be fully restored in 2021. In the name of Jesus Christ. Revelation empowers for speedy restoration, especially our health, vitality, and others. So I decree for everyone that is hurt, for everyone that is sick, I decree in the name of Jesus, God will open your eyes to the right scripture that will bring about your healing, health, and wholeness. And from this season, you'll be living in perpetual health. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Job chapter 33, verse 21 to 25, he said, his flesh is consumed away that cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul drew near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show him his right uprightness. Then is gracious unto him and said, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. I decree in the name of Jesus, God will open your eyes to the right scriptures that will deliver you from every holocaust and every pandemic in the name of Jesus. So the season of prayer and fasting is the season you are praying, you are studying the word, you are studying the word of God, you are studying anointed materials, you are hearing the word of God. Because it is from what you are studying that God will bring grammar. It is out of the abundance of the logos, the written, that God will bring your own word, your own customized word, your own precise word. Just like when you go to a store and you want to buy clothes, you are looking for the one that will size you. Of course, there are so many clothes there. You can't just go there and pick anyone. You check the size. You even go to the changing room at times to even fit it, to be sure, even the right size. When you study the word, you take time to study the word, then you get your own customized word that will transform your life. I decree God will open somebody's eyes in the name of Jesus. And number three, benefit of prayer and fasting, access to next level of sanctification. A lot of people struggles with sin. As you wait and fast on the Lord, you will no longer struggle with sin. No, there are two ways to it. Apart from the spiritual impact that you are empowered to live about sin, you know, when you genuinely fast, you don't have all the energy and all the strength to do what you are doing before. So that's one physical advantage of it. It takes all those strength that you use to run around and to gist and to call people and to backbite and to frontbite and all of it, takes them away. And apart from that, there is spiritual cleansing that takes place, because every day you are going to be taking the communion. And what the communion does is to wash away all the sins. So you will be living a sanctified life if you do it genuinely. This is a season, if you are struggling with any form of addiction. You know, in this environment, people struggle with addiction to substances and so many, and they put them in so many programs. After going through the program, they return back to it because it is an addiction. It is a satanic power. But this season, if you are suffering any form of addiction and you faithfully engage with this prayer and fasting, God is going to break that form of addiction in your life, because he's going to cleanse you, he's going to sanctify you, and will make you whole in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He paves way for access to next level of sanctification. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 to 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that cannot save, neither is ear heavy that cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hid his face from you. Because whenever sin gives way, the glory of God will be revealed. I decree, God's glory will be revealed upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. And number four, it facilitates express answers to prayers. It facilitates express answers to prayer. Now, when you pray and you couple your prayer with fasting, you are not bribing God. But what you do is that you have access to easy pass. Praise the Lord. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Easy pass. Now, if you are going to the city right now, you can follow the express lane, or you can follow the other route. Now, between you and between the person that follows the express and the one that follows the local route, who will get to the city first, all things being equal? If there's no traffic, of course, the express. So when you fast, you put yourself in express lane. The reason is, the fasting will help you to focus. The fasting will bring your eyes to see the right scripture. You see one thing after the other. The fasting would have taken away all the sin that could block access to God hearing you. So there is nothing that will delay the answer to prayers. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, as you pray and fast this season, all your prayers will be answered. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 9, it said, then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Remember, that chapter is talking about fasting. As you pray and fast this season, I decree in the name of Jesus, all your prayers will be answered. In the name of Jesus. And number five, benefit of prayer and fasting, access to divine guidance. That's one thing that is really very important. A lot of people are living in darkness. The Bible says there is a way that looks right. For it looking right does not make it right, sir. You need to be very precise in life. Otherwise, you will be on the same spot forever. Now, before I came into ministry, I was very sure. Because I know ministry is not something you just... I've had a lot of prophecies. But one thing I kept saying, I said, Lord, I don't want somebody to tell me it's time. I want you to tell me it's time. To the point that a white man prophesied. If it was Africanized, well, a lot of people just gamble or whatever. But white man that didn't know me from nowhere. For the first time, my wife and I fellowship in that church in Virginia in 2006. And he came to visit, for home visit, the assistant pastor. And he said, you have a calling. I said, even a Yibo man, they see vision. That is, even a white man can even... That was when I respected God. And I said, God, at this point, when you are ready for me, I am ready. I was so... God, and when God was ready, no doubt. Divine guidance. So I know what I'm doing right now. I'm not wasting my time. But one can waste his time for years when you are not led by God. When you are not guided by God. I decree in the name of Jesus, you will not take the wrong step again. This prayer and fasting, God will guide you supernaturally in the name of Jesus. That's one benefit of prayer and fasting. Divine guidance. Divine guidance. It will guide you into the right business. It will guide you into the right ministry. It will guide you into the right career. I thought somebody saying amen. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 58 verse 11, he said, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought. And number six, access to the realms of supernatural breakthroughs. So which means God is not done with us yet. This year you will experience breakthroughs. Noiseless breakthroughs. There is difference between breakthrough with noise and breakthrough without noise. Let me explain it. If you ever lived in Lagos before, especially Oshodi or Oyibo area, when you are by the roadside, you hear a lot of noise. But if you live in Victoria Highland, you hardly hear noise. What's the difference? Different form of cars. Now, even some part of this here, if you live in the downtown, you know, it's so busy. If you live in the city, you see cars going, bicycle going everywhere, trekking, everyone going. But if you live in some area of Long Island, you can be there, all you just hear is fresh breeze from the ocean. Both of them are breakthrough. But one is a noiseful breakthrough, and another one is a noiseless breakthrough. Which one do you prefer? I decree in the name of Jesus, this prayer and fasting will launch you into your season of noiseless breakthroughs. That is breakthrough without stress, breakthrough without pressure. You put a little and you get much. That will be your testimony. You won't need to work three shifts again. You just work your normal shift and it will be more than enough for you and for anyone that is connected, related, and associated with you in the name of Jesus. Because the Lord will bless you. The Lord will enlarge your coast. He will expand your horizons in the name of Jesus Christ. And finally, number seven, access to speedy delivery of our inheritance. Access to speedy delivery of our inheritance. Prayer and fasting facilitates access to speedy delivery of our inheritance. Now, let me explain with this. When you order something online, you can choose next day. You can choose 3 days. You can choose 1 week. But if that thing is so important, do you choose 1 week? No, you have to choose the next day. They can deliver it right on time. That's what prayer and fasting does. I pray the miracle you are to receive in January will not be delayed to December. I decree as you wait upon the Lord, you will have speedy access to your inheritance. Last year, we had about 8 marriages in this church. This year, beginning from January, we'll start getting married. Your marriage will not be delivered to December in the name of Jesus. Humorously, you know, I was speaking last week, and I said, I think I was talking about maybe transfer or something like that. So somebody thought maybe I asked something about transfer. I said, no, I didn't hear anything. This is the way I talk. When I get to a station, I prepare myself because that's how we are blessed. The path of the just is like a shining light. The person said, Pastor, you must not go until I'm wed, though. I said, then you have to wed in January. You have to wed in January. I decree in the name of Jesus, your miracle that is meant for January will not be delayed. You are gaining speedy access into your blessing, into your inheritance by this prayer and fasting.
In the name of Jesus.
In Isaiah chapter 58 verse 14, he said, then shall thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. So you are entering into your heritage in the name of Jesus Christ. In conclusion, we have a goodly heritage, but we must fight our way to his delivery. Apostle Paul said, a great and effectual door is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. And Moses told them in Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24, he said, rise up, take your journey, pass over the river Hanon. Behold, I have given unto you Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. That is why this prayer and fasting is very critical, is very crucial. And I decree in the name of Jesus the grace to begin and to end. You will receive it in Jesus' name. That's why we are face to face with the table of the Lord in this service. This table is unique. It is to prepare us for the 21 days journey. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 5 to 8, and as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, the angel touched him and said unto him, arise, eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. This 21 days journey is a great journey for you. And he says, and he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of the Lord. I decree in the name of Jesus, as you partake of this miracle meal this morning, the grace, the strength. The truth is, you don't pray and fast with the energy of the flesh. Once your mind is focused, don't let anything be a threat to you. You receive divine empowerment. And that is what this table of the Lord is. He said, as I live, so shall you live. As I was, so shall you be. As you partake of his flesh and his blood this morning, the grace for the 21 days will be delivered to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Is somebody blessed this morning? Please rise to your feet, lift up your voice, appreciate him, give him praise and give him glory. Celebrate him. Now begin to receive grace. Lord, as I partake of this communion, I receive grace for these 21 days. I will be a partaker in the name of Jesus, because I want to change levels in the school of power. I will change level in the school of power. My eyes will be opened. Begin to decree everything you want. I will be empowered into the next levels. I will have access to the outbreak of revelation. I will have access to my next level of sanctification. Express answers to my prayers. Access to divine guidance. Access to the realm of supernatural breakthroughs. Aspects to speedy delivery of my inheritance. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.